This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Time flies when you're not talking about monkeypox. Ugh, I'll get to that real briefly here in a second. I promised you I would. I have to finish up my candle story. In case you're just tuning in here, I was going over. So that someone asked about how my feet hang off the bed, and then I get distracted, and I was telling a story about my youth where we had these electric candles all over the house. One of them was above my bed. I had this window above the head of my bed. And then not only was it above the head of my bed, obviously it's an electric candle, so the cord came down right by my pillow. Long story short, world famous snapper Jesse, I go to bed at night. I have an older sister, two parents. I pass out. I wake up being shaken by somebody. I forget which one of the three. But I was being shaken, and they were all gathered around my bed looking down at me. This is in the middle of the night, and I'm looking up at them thinking, what is going on? What is your problem? My bed was on fire beside me, so close to me that it actually, my skin was a little red on my back. I think it was my back, if I remember right. I wasn't burnt or anything like that, okay, so I was fine, but my skin was a little red. My bed was not only on fire, a whole, I'm doing this from memory, I would say half the size of a basketball had been burned through my mattress because I had rolled over in the night and pulled the electric candle. It woke up my mom, my dad, and my sister, all of whom were sleeping in other parts of the house, and they came into my room that was filling up with smoke and on fire. And I was laying there, passed out in my bed. Who knows? I might have burned to death that night and not woken up. Who knows? That's how deeply I sleep. Anyway, back to your story, back to your, to answer your question. I have had my feet hanging off the end of my bed for so long, I now can't sleep unless they do. If my feet are on the bed, it's a bother to me. And most of the time, to be honest with you, it's more than my feet. It's like halfway down my calves, still hanging off the bed. That's life. All right. I'm going to be very brief on this next monkeypox thing. We're not going to do a lot of monkeypox stuff because, let's be honest, kind of gross. This is the head of the WHO, Tedros, who should be in prison.
The stigma and discrimination can be as dangerous as any virus. As we have seen with COVID-19, misinformation and disinformation can spread rapidly online. So we call on all social media platforms, tech companies, and news organizations to work with us to prevent and counter harmful information.
Prevent and counter harmful information. You mean like describing how virtually everyone who gets it acquires it at some sort of male-on-male naked twister situation? Are we allowed to discuss that? Or is that stigmatizing? I'm sorry, I don't mean to stigmatize you by being honest about what it is. Maybe we can do everyone the favor of being honest about what it is, so maybe some people can change said behavior and not come out with monkeypox. But no, we'll go the other way. We'll insist in this post-truth world, we'll insist that they lie to us about what it is, about how you gets it, about who gets it. And while we do all that, we will once again pay billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical companies. U.S. may need $7 billion for monkeypox, the Biden administration estimates. Why does the United States government need to get involved in a disease situation that gets passed around by doing things you can easily stop yourself from doing at all? I'll tell you why. That's because the government corporate partnership is in full effect, and the United States government and the pharmaceutical companies, they are joined at the hip and they are constantly working together with the FDA to swindle you out of money and then poison you, and that is simply a fact. Dear dog killer, you know what? That's not nice. I have never killed a dog. The dog you're referencing on the RV lot is still very much alive. The dog dove out of the RV. It knocked itself out through no fault of my own. The dog is still alive. Well, it was alive when it left the lot. It may not still be alive. Have you ever had a time when your role model has let you down or did something you didn't know? So that's what I can say. His name is Cooper, role model. Well, yeah, all of them. I mean, this is the problem with man worship. This is what I tell you all the time. You never, ever, 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 ever man worship anybody. Never a politician. Never a celebrity. Never someone you see on television. You don't man worship anybody because they're all incredibly flawed. Every single one of us, except for me, is incredibly flawed. What, Chris? No, in all seriousness, you never man worship anyone because they'll all let you down in the end. That's why I don't understand these people who obsess on this politician or that politician. I can like Donald Trump and his presidency a lot, and I did like his presidency a lot, and I like Donald Trump. He makes me laugh, and I think he helped the GOP make some really good adjustments without waving pom-poms. The way some people discuss these politicians, I'll never get it. I'll never get it. By the way, did you hear what the AG said?
Look, we pursue justice without fear or favor. We intend to hold everyone, anyone, who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th, or any attempt to interfere with the lawful transfer of power from one administration to another, accountable. That's what we do. We don't pay any attention to other issues with respect to that.
So if Donald Trump were to become a candidate for president again, that would not change your schedule or how you move forward or don't move forward?
I'll say again that we will hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible or attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next.
One, why does everyone in the Biden administration sound so creepy? Between that guy and Mayorkas and the rest of them, I'm creeped out. But two, of course Democrats are going to try to indict Trump to try to keep him from running again in 2024. You know why they're going to do that? Because Democrats actually want to win. I remember, boy, it seems like it was yesterday, Bill Barr was out there giving television interviews bragging that he would never do such a thing and he's not going to go into any kind of a tit for tat. How's that working out, Bill? Did the Democrats, did the communists, did they respect your higher principles? Did they look at your good conduct and say to themselves, that's a good call? You know, that's the right way to go. We're going to do that too. Or did they laugh at your pathetic, embarrassing weakness and then turn around and go for the throat like they always do? Gosh, we screw this stuff up every single time. It drives me up the wall. It absolutely drives me up the wall watching them play to win and us play to look good all the time. It's crazy to me. These people are going to try to imprison Donald Trump. You do understand that, right? They're going to try to throw him in prison. I'm not mad at him for it. Yeah, they're communist scumbags. No, I don't want Trump going to prison. I'm mad at our side because we don't play that way at all. Drives me crazy. Jesse, keep me anonymous, please. I admit I didn't vote for Trump in 2016. I wasn't sure he was conservative. I wrote in another candidate. He proved conservative, so I voted for him in 2020. In 2024, it's more important to me that a conservative win the White House than Trump get elected. Is he too much of a distraction and weaken the chance a conservative takes back the White House? I wish it were otherwise, but I'd rather a different conservative than a Democrat. P.S. I'm one of the smallest minorities. Female, city dweller, conservative, Republican, pro-life, and college educated. Man, she is a different. You are a minority. But I have brought this up before. I'll bring it up again. What I want for the 2024 presidential primary is everyone to get in and to compete for my vote. Go have a big fight. As far as Trump, is he too much of a distraction? I will address that. Then we'll get to some more information from the FDA. Golly, look, this FDA, it's time to accept that these people are not working on our behalf for our health. It's time to take more ownership of our own health. Part of the reason I talk to you all the time about getting an Eden Pure thunderstorm is it's constantly taking those viruses and mold out of the air. Do you think having clean air has anything to do with you being healthy? It just has everything to do with it. Think about that. That's what goes into our bloodstream. Eden Pure Thunderstorm will keep your family healthier. I keep one where I sleep. I keep one where the boys sleep. We keep one in the general living area. They have a $200 off deal on a three-pack right now. Free shipping and $200 off. You get three of these things for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. And that'll save you $200. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Keep your family healthier now. You're the only one who can.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I told you we were going to have a good time tonight, did I not? Back to this Trump thing before we get to the FDA stuff. Is Trump too much of a distraction? I've explained this before. I don't care who your candidate is for 2024 because I don't have one. Keep your Trump bumper sticker on, wave your Ron DeSantis bumper sticker, your Ted Cruz, your anything. I don't have one. I want them all to have a big fight and go earn my vote. I think you could make a great case that Donald Trump has earned a second term. I think you could make a great case he has not, that he doesn't deserve a second term. I think you could make a great case Ron DeSantis has earned a shot at the presidency. I think you could make a great case he's too young, too new, he doesn't deserve. You can make a case for and against all of them. So y'all go have a big old fight, and I'll get behind whoever emerges the winner. But do not fall into this trap. The media on the left and many on the right have said that Donald Trump is the distraction. They whip up a frenzy around Donald Trump everywhere he goes with everything he says. And then they turn to you, the person they know who loves peace and quiet. And they say, hey, don't you want things to calm down? Get rid of Donald Trump. He's the one causing all these things. They were actually running articles critical of how many scoops of ice cream Donald Trump was taking. And then in the next breath, they'd say, this presidency has just been nothing but chaos. You're the chaos. Now, I'm not naive. I know Donald Trump is polarizing, strong personality. I get that. There's no calm, polite way to take back this culture from the communists. And that sucks because you want to be polite. And you want to be calm, and you want to live in peace. I'm working with a guy. You know, I'm writing a book. I didn't want to write a book. They hooked me with an idea that I fell in love with, so I'm writing a book, right? It's coming along pretty well. Just don't bother. It's going to be a while before you get to read it. But I'm writing a book, and I'm working with a guy who's co-authoring it with me. And he was sending me some ideas the other day about dealing with people and how people, like, say you have someone at work, they insist you use the appropriate pronouns, and he wanted to throw something in the book. Hey, you can be polite about it. And I said, go ahead and delete that. No, you can't. You want to be polite about it. We are way past the polite phase. You can't polite your way out of this. You can't nice your way out of this. Any candidate we send to office who's actually going to do something to challenge a very, very, very corrupt system, they're going to make a bunch of noise around that candidate. Let's say you're a Trump hater and you wanted to snap your fingers and let's get rid of chaotic Trump tomorrow. He's too chaotic. And you snapped your fingers and he was gone. They do the same thing to Ron DeSantis. They do the same thing to Ted Cruz, Kristi Noem, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, whoever the candidate is going to try to be, they do the same thing to all of them without a moment of hesitation. I will guarantee you one thing. I promise you this. Whether it's 2024 or 2028 or whenever it is that Donald Trump is no longer around and there's another candidate who's the front runner or the nominee, write this down because it's going to happen. You will begin to read article after article after article and see cable news segment after cable news segment after cable news segment about how this new person is worse than Trump. He's more dangerous than Trump, more of a Nazi than Trump ever was. It's even worse than Trump. America is at stake here. That's how these people operate. They're using your values against you. You value peace and quiet and tranquility. And because they don't share that value at all, they don't have any desire for that. They're busy trying to destroy a society. They use your love of peace against you. They do it all the time. I watched it work so well on so many people, especially a bunch of suburban housewives. Like in my area is very red and all the dudes are Republicans. And most of the ladies say they're Republicans, but a lot of them, they really hated Trump towards the end. And I would sit down, you know, we'd be out at a big neighborhood event, cooking up crawfish, doing whatever. And people always bring up politics with me just because that's what I'm known for. So they want to pick my brain about it. So it would inevitably come up, and I'd ask him, why don't you like Trump? You're not enjoying the great labor market? You're not enjoying a secure border? Or is it the low gas prices you really don't like? And it was hilarious to watch them sit there, and they'd almost get this pouty look on their face the more I would ask. And I really wasn't being a jerk, but I was just, what don't you like? Just the name calling. Name calling? I just brought up the economy. I brought up gas. I brought up things that matter. It's just too much. What do you mean he's just too much? He's too much what? That's not an answer. It's too much noise. That's why the communist does it, because it works great on people who live in this world where they just want everything to be calm and peaceful. Calm down, peaceful, relax. I just want to live my life. I don't want to be screamed at. So they whip up the chaos and make you think the chaos is because of the one they've isolated and blamed for it. They are the chaos. They are the chaos. The FDA officials warn of brain swelling and vision loss in minors using puberty blockers. No. Hold on. I want to make sure I understand this correctly. So you're telling me a young person who's beginning to go through different changes chemically in their body, and God is making the woman more of a woman, you know, the things women go through, and he's making the man, the young man, turning him into a man, you know, the things men go through, and there are obviously various chemicals that go through the body that to cause that process. You're telling me injecting children with a drug that stops natural hormones like that might actually be doing irreparable harm to a child's body in a child's mind? Look, hey, I just went to a humble community college, the Harvard of the West, Pima Community College in Tucson, Arizona. I don't even have an associate's degree. So I got to tell you, this stupid construction worker, RV salesman over here, I'm stunned. I can't believe that it would be bad to inject your body with something to prevent the natural hormones your body's producing. Maybe we're a barbaric nation that doesn't care about children. Maybe that's simply what we are, huh? All right. Someone wants to know the greatest military in American history. And Russia. They are pulling out. And obviously we might as well talk about Kamala Harris if we're talking that. Hang on. Trying to make some sense of it all. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Everything's welcome. Your love, your hate, your death threats. You know how I'm always telling you to make preparations? Make preparations for possible dark times to come. I want to remind you of something. This is something that's probably available in your area and you don't know about it. You know you can buy a cow, right? A steer, to be specific, for beef, steaks and cheeseburgers and things like that. And I know you may be thinking, Jesse, that's way too much money. I agree with you. It's way too much money. The wife and I went in with three or four other families in our neighborhood, and we split one. You cannot wrap your mind around the amount of meat that comes off one of these steers. You simply agree to split one. Eventually, don't worry, you're not doing any of this yourself. Eventually, they take it to the butcher, and then you go down. You select your meat cuts the way you want it, how thick your steaks are, and then eventually you'll go down, and everything's vacuum sealed. You pick up all this beef. We have a freezer full of beef now, and it's overwhelming. And again, this is a steer that was split between several families to mitigate costs. We have a freezer full of beef. Prices are going up. We, in the end, by the time we're done eating this thing, will have saved hundreds and hundreds of dollars on meat. Remember, meat is going up, not down. I try to tell you these things about practicing with your weapon, about water preparation. I try to tell you about reserve food supplies. Chris held up 750 pounds of meat. Yeah, it's a lot of meat. That's why, I mean, you can, unless you guys eat like tanks, you can split it. It helps. But it's a lot of meat. It's a lot of meat. Speaking of which, quit, Chris. Stop. Stop. Russia's pulling out of the International Space Station. You know, I don't have a lot of thoughts on this, but I will tell you, I don't think it's generally a good thing that Russia has been isolated from the rest of the world. And this is why I don't think it's a good thing. Because they're going to go to China, and they're already going to China. And they're going to go to Iran. And we're going to end up with this Chinese-Russia-Iranian partnership. Remember, they're all three already doing military drills together. That's not a good thing. It's really not a good thing when the American military is at less than half of its recruiting totals. Chris held up axes of evil. I mean, yeah, Russia, Iran, China. Yeah, I mean, wow. Our military is under strength, getting worse by the day. And China, Russia, and Iran, they're starting to pull apart. Remember, you look at history, that story generally doesn't end that well. That story ends ugly. Hi, Jesse. Greetings from a fellow fresh over the hiller. I wanted to get your opinion about what you believe is the greatest army military group in American history, adjusted to their times, of course. I personally believe it to be the currently politically incorrect Army of Northern Virginia, more specifically, the II Corps, with undefeated combination of Generals Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. What group do you rank number one? Thank you, and you can say my name. Man, that is a tough one. I'll tell you what, Patton's Africa Corps, Patton's African Army, where he ended up taking on and defeating Rommel, that was pretty good army right there. Yes, the Army of Northern Virginia was very, very good. Robert E. Lee was very good. Stonewall Jackson was very, very good. A very odd human being, but very good. Oh, Chris, he used to ride into battle with one of his arms raised, because he thought it balanced him out. He felt like he was out of balance. Dude, he was a very different dude. Some people would call him eccentric, but a fantastic commander and absurdly brave. It's really wild when you look in the Civil War how much better the Southern generals were, especially in the beginning, than the Northern generals. They were just way better. Chris said, didn't his own men kill him accidentally? You know, there's something about that. Yes, his own men killed him accidentally. And those friendly fire things, they always kind of sting a lot, right? Because Pat Tillman, you remember that NFL player, gave up his multi-million-dollar contract to go become an Army Ranger and go fight in Afghanistan. And then he dies, and it's very sad, it's very tragic, it's horrible, right? American hero. And then eventually it comes out later that, it was friendly fire. I'm going to tell you something now, and this is going to be something that's difficult to hear, but it is very, 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 very true. It's just the reality of life. Many more of your guys die from friendly fire than you'll ever know about, and more than you'll ever want to know about, especially in modern politics. Not so much sword and shield days, although that happened then too, but especially in modern politics. You have a bunch of scared 18, 19-year-olds randomly, oftentimes firing steel projectiles, fully automatic. They're firing high explosive weapons out there. We're talking, have you ever been in the presence of an artillery shell or nearby when it goes off? I have. It's not something you forget at all. By the way, everyone was fine. It was a friendly fire, accidental thing. It was fine, but it's an experience you'll remember. We were inside of a urban area in Iraq, and you could look at the buildings after it went off. One shell. Remember, we'll do barrages of tens of thousands of shells. You could see the sides of the buildings like do this wave thing after it went off. A lot more of your guys die from friendly fire than you can imagine. And it's always a bummer. It's a bummer. It's crazy. Anyway, back to what I was saying about the Civil War, which everyone would be offended about. I don't really care, though. The Southern generals were just so much better than the Northern generals in the beginning. And I've never quite figured that out. Probably more of a rural lifestyle thing versus an urban lifestyle thing. They were just better at riding, better at shooting, better at a lot of that stuff. It ended up evening out as the war went on. I mean, Sherman and Grant and all these guys. Yeah, well, Chris said no logistics. Remember something. The South, the entire economy of the South, it was one-fifth the size of New York's. That conflict had to be over quickly, or it was only ever going to go one way. It doesn't matter how tough you are, whatever you're fighting for, you can't fight if you can't eat. Jesse, I am 10. I want to learn more about politics. Any suggestions? Yes, I suggest you go eat some Kraft mac and cheese and forget about politics for a while. Hey, Jesse, it seems to me that the easiest way to debunk the whole man-made climate change myth would be to simply point out there are Viking farms under the permafrost on Greenland. Why? Let me pause you there. One, that's very, very cool. There are still Viking farms under the permafrost. Gosh, I want to see a Viking farm now. Two, there's no debunking something when they already know it's a lie. Remember, this is, I said the same thing during coronavirus, but it always applies to all the different communists. People will point out John Kerry, Bill Gates, all these guys. What a hypocrite. He wants to stop carbon, but he's on his private jet. This guy wants to stop carbon, he's on his private yacht. This guy's a hypocrite. They're not hypocrites. They don't believe in it. They know it's a lie. They're trying to enrich and empower themselves. They're trying to destroy humanity itself, because that itself will give them even more power. But there's no debunking something when they already know it's a lie. They understand climate change is a lie. Barack Obama didn't build a $11 million mansion on Martha's Vineyard after he warned about the rising of the oceans repeatedly. He didn't do that because he's a hypocrite. He did that because he knows the oceans aren't rising at all. Al Gore did the same thing for the same reason. John Kerry didn't fly on that private jet because he's a hypocrite. John Kerry flew on that private jet because he doesn't believe in man-made climate change. We have one more segment left. We have headlines I didn't get to. I might do emails I didn't get to. I might do sound response. That might be interesting. Whatever it is, I'll be great. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't want to brag, but I'm having steak for dinner tonight off of our freshly slaughtered steer. Ooh, it's going to be fresh, Chris. The wife was so upset the other night. You know why she was upset? I decided, hey, I get really excited when I get food. Food, you understand that I don't have a healthy relationship with food. Everyone understands that. It's very unhealthy. But I get excited that we had all this meat. And so I wanted to use some burger right off the bat. And I was going to make Jesse Kelly burgers, but then I decided to zig when everyone thought I was going to zag. You know Velveeta shells and cheese, right? Maybe the greatest thing ever. A lot of people don't know about this. Remember, I'm very, very white trash. I'm very white trash. That's who I am. I can't change who I am. Velveeta shells and cheese. There's a recipe out there. There's a bunch of different versions of it. Just pick one and adjust it for yourself. There's a Velveeta shells and cheese cheeseburger mac. that you all you need is a pound of burger, and then you take the box of shells and cheese, and then you'll make some adjustments from there. I always do onions with it. If it wasn't for those wussy kids eating with me, I'd have jalapenos with it. But I end up seasoning up mine and making it nice and a little bit spicy. But you end up with Velveeta shells and cheese cheeseburger mac. And I swear to you, the only thing better than this stuff when you eat it fresh out of the skillet is the next day when you reheat it. The wife finally got mad. I've been eating it like 3 or 4 days in a row. Oh, Chris, it's legit. It's legit. You know what I do? After I get done housing down an entire plate of Velveeta shells and cheese, I go crawl into bed and I take a nap with my MyPillow Percal sheets. I have to because I have a full belly and I'm so hot. I need the cool, crisp, breathable sheets. And I throw the blanket off. I don't have a blanket. It's just me and my MyPillow Percal sheets in there sleeping like a baby. And then the wife gets mad about that too because I sleep so well and she can't take a nap now. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse and you get a steal on those sheets. Again, only while supplies last. I need to make sure everyone understands, only while supplies last. And there are not that many of them. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, Percal Sheets, P-E-R-C-A-L-E. Or you can call 800-845-0544. And I have decided tonight, in all of my infinite wisdom, instead of headlines I didn't get to, we're going to change it up a little bit tonight. I've done this once or twice before, and I liked it. We're just going to play all the sound bites again for a quick reaction on the show. Here's Donald Trump.
Long before Nancy Pelosi wanted it, or any of these people, including Fauci, I used to listen to Fauci, and whatever he said, I did the opposite. I came out very good.
If you did the opposite, we wouldn't be in a recession right now.
And if you need it, Paxlovid is at just ready right then and there when you make your visit. Again, go to COVID.gov to find.
I can't bear to watch that guy read a teleprompter. Let's go to Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We pursue justice without fear or favor. We intend to hold every.
He pursues justice without fear or favor. Just a reminder, that's the same AG who got an angry letter from the teachers' unions and then went to the FBI and sicked the FBI on concerned parents because the teachers' unions didn't like that parents were showing up at school board meetings.
Anyone who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th, for any attempt to interfere with the lawful transfer of power from one administration to another, accountable. That's what we do. We don't pay any attention to other issues with respect to that.
So if Donald Trump were to become a candidate for president again, that would not change your schedule or how you move forward or don't move forward?
Say again that we will hold accountable anyone who was criminally.
He's never going to hold any Democrats accountable. This is about stopping Donald Trump from becoming president again in 2024. They are scared to death of that guy.
The more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
Nice little reminder for everybody. The pain you're feeling right now, the inflation, the gas prices, the energy prices, it's not an accident. It's all very, very, very intentional. Here's Dr. Fauci then and now.
I wonder if you would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again.
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down. You're asking me questions. You're talking about the CDC is the public health agency that uses their epidemiologists to make recommendations. It wasn't my decision that I could implement. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Ouch. Dr. Becerra thinks you should be very, very concerned about monkeypox. He's at a level 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about the spread of monkeypox in the U.S.? Are you more concerned than a year ago? A month ago.
A day ago. We should be absolutely be concerned, 100% concerned. Look, always concerned with something that's coming that we have not had to deal with before, so 10. But is 10. Because we want to get ahead of it. You don't want it to become a part of life.
It is very weird. A couple things are very weird. One, that, quote, public health experts view their job as making the public as scared as humanly possible. I find that really repugnant and repulsive. Also, I don't feel like I have to worry about monkeypox. Dr. Beccara, do you feel like you have to worry about monkeypox, bro?
The stigma and discrimination can be as dangerous as any virus. As we have seen with COVID-19, misinformation and disinformation can spread rapidly online.
I'm sorry, still the funniest thing to me in the world is there's a gay STD floating around the world right now, and their biggest concern is whether or not gay people are comfortable enough. Maybe we should give people honest information so they don't get sick. How about that?
We have consistently shown that we want to fund the police. We voted through the American Rescue Plan.
You remember when Eric Swalwell farted on national television? That's one of the great... What, Chris? What? That's one of the most hilarious moments of all time. Eric Swalwell, I think it was MSNBC. He gives an interview and he farts. Oh, Chris has it. Play it.
The president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
He'll always be the guy who farted on TV. Here's Indianapolis Colts GM.
When does some common sense come into play and when does this end? When do our elected officials actually do something about it instead of their own political gain? I'm not anti-gun, but I'm anti...
You know, whenever they say I'm not anti-gun, you're about to hear something anti-gun.
Military style weapons that it blows my mind away that an 18-year-old kid can walk in and buy an AK-15 automatic weapon. That makes no sense. Zero.
AK-15? Why can't any of these nut jobs at least learn one thing about guns before you go make an idiot of yourself on television? Stick to sports, you absolute loser. An AK-15 isn't even an actual gun. If it was, I know I would own it. So it's not actually a real thing. All right, you can email me. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have even more fun. I promise. All right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.